I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and I thought we'd do an open lines program this morning. There's so much to talk about, and there's so much you need to know you're not going to get through regular channels. So, but besides that, I really hope you'll be calling in here at 1-877-254-7524, because that's what open lines is all about. 877-254-7524. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I wanted to lead off this morning by pointing out that the swine flu epidemic, the dreaded swine flu epidemic, and we're going to have to immunize everybody in America, well, not everybody in America, 156 million Americans, the smallest little children, where it'll do the most damage, and the pregnant women, where it'll do the most damage. Damage? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, damage. If you get the package insert, and you can get that up on the Internet for the various companies that are going to be producing the vaccine that will be used in America, why, you'll find out that they tell you, do not give the vaccine to pregnant women and children, you know, younger, well, for the a nasal mist, why, it's children less than 2 for the shots, it's children less than 4. But don't you worry, the people from the Centers for Disease Control having an agenda all of their own. Want you to start giving it to children at 6 months of age. That's the nasal mist, and certainly the manufacturer says don't give it to children less than 2, because we had a 4% hospitalization in the children we tried it on. But that's what the CDC is recommending. Why would they do that? Because they want to produce disease. They want to produce problems. They did everything they could to prevent efforts to stop the AIDS epidemic, and they've killed 500,000 people. There are people there who have a different worldview. They know how toxic mercury is. They know how toxic so many things in our food supply. Of course, they say that's the FDA, but they all work together. And they're damaging the American people. They're destroying our health. They know that aspartame's a poison. They know genetically manufactured food contains things that create sterility. But it's all about population control. And when you understand that, why, of course, you can begin to understand what is really going on today. America is under attack by people in Washington, D.C. and in New York City. And people of great wealth like Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and Monsanto, who are now storing seeds up above the level of the Arctic Circle in the frozen tundra of some little island in the cave there. So they'll have those seeds produce crops when they start in all over again after they destroy the food supply of this world and destroy most of the population. Why else are they storing the seeds up there? Do they have a logical explanation? The last thing they want people to know is there really are people who want to get rid of most of the people in the world. People who have a whole different worldview. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the dreaded H1N1 epidemic. Because it's peaked out. It's already peaked out here in California. And you can go to the CDC website. And they very nicely, you know, rather than having to read a lot of figures, they've got it all color-coded in maps of the United States. And they have maps of the United States of the incidence of influenza virus. And, of course, they've tested it. 98% is swine flu during the summer months. And it's really beginning probably in early July. And you'll find that at that time, why, California, I forget whether we're yellow or orange, but Of course, the highest level of swine flu is in is brown, and that's level 5. They have a term for it. They mean widespread. That means everybody's getting the disease. And you'll find that California turned brown. You know, certainly it was either late July or early August, and but you'll be glad to know California has passed the peak of the epidemic, and we're back to orange. But, of course, I mean, it's really fascinating to watch it as it began in Florida and then spread all across the South. And, of course, it was up in New England initially. And then, of course, it's peaked there. The H1 epidemic has already peaked. It's on the way down. There's no need for people to take it because the people who are going to get the disease have already gotten the disease. They've got over it. Fortunately, it's a very mild disease. Everything points out it was made in a laboratory. A number of articles by Wayne Madsen. Go up on the internet, Wayne Madsen, M-A-D-S-E-N. Pull down his articles where scientists have come to him and said, yeah, this obviously was made in the laboratory. I mean, you just don't get these sort of changes from an avian virus, a bird virus, and then a pig virus, both North American pig and Asian pig, and then human. This has got to be grown in pigs, in human beings. The human beings ordinarily wouldn't get these diseases, but you inject it into them, and then we could grow the viruses in them, and then you can adapt them so they will infect other humans, and then you can disseminate them over the world, and you can announce you have a pandemic when you've only got a few thousand people infected throughout the whole world. But now we can justify a massive vaccine program, and we can put all sorts of deadly things in those vaccines. Well, apparently they're going to do that in Europe, as far as we can tell. They're not going to do that here in America, although we don't know, and the trouble is we can't trust them because they have a different agenda. Now, they have announced that they're not going to put the adjuvants in our vaccine. They're going to be in the European vaccine, where they'll do the most damage. And they've never been given to the general population. They've always been given to people over 65 who don't have that good an immune reaction, and they're going to die anyway very soon of all sorts of diseases. And so they've been easing out the older people by giving them adjuvanted vaccine. What is the adjuvant? It's an oil and water. And, of course, the adjuvant is only licensed in Europe, not to give to the general population, but to give to the elderly who are going to die very soon anyway. And it just sort of, I believe, helps them along the way. We don't know. We don't have any studies. They've said they've given it to 44 people, million people, without any danger. But they've all been older. So now they're going to give them to young people and the entire population of Europe. And may heaven help them. We'll be back. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry. It is a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. And, of course, despite the fact that the epidemic has peaked out and is on the decline, and, of course, there are a number of leading epidemiologists who talked about this, people from Harvard who are monitoring and saying, yeah, the vaccine seems to be work very well, but, you know, it really isn't very significant because the epidemic's already peaked out, so the vaccine is unnecessary. Now they've got almost 200 million doses of the vaccine, and they don't need it. So what are they doing? Oh, we are such nice people. We're going to give 20% of 20 million doses to the poor people in Africa, and the European countries are doing the same because they know it's a scam. They know the epidemic has peaked out, but they can't tell you common people because you don't understand how smart they are and that they do have another agenda. So they're going to launch a massive program in the middle of October for a non-existent problem. And who's calling in on our lines here? Who's calling in? Do we have a caller? Well, somebody just beeped and said we had a caller, but it doesn't sound like we do. So we do hope, of course, that... Yes, who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope you're well. You said we could speak about anything we want to today.
Sure,
so
go
how
ahead.
Much time do I have?
Well, I don't know. Well, what do you want to say?
Several things. One thing is I'm very, very encouraged. I'm encouraged because more people are waking up and actually getting active. This is amazing to me. After the many, many years that I have been trying to inform people, as you have, people are actually waking up now, and younger people who have the energy to get busy.
Million,
so this is an encouragement.
Million, a million and a half people in Washington, D.C. for the Fair March on September the 12th, totally played down by the mass media because they don't want people across America to know that people are waking up. So go right ahead.
Okay. You're referring to the flu vaccine. Tell you, the only time I've ever had the flu in my life, and I'm your age, is after I took a seasonal flu vaccine, vaccination at Kaiser. And I'm going to name them because they give to La Raza. That's a whole other story. But after the incubation period, a few days later, I had the flu, and it was horrible. I've never taken another flu vaccine, and I never will, and I haven't had the flu or anything like it.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of people had that same experience.
Another thing, if I may interject here, some years ago, this station, KHNC, used to have a wonderful picnic at Johnstown, and all the people who were listening and we're affiliated and so forth went there, and we had really great speakers and so forth, and there was a man there named John Opie who had his own radio program, a local program here on KHNC. He had a very large United Nations flag that he tucked in his back pocket, and as he walked around the picnic grounds at Parrish Park in Johnstown, he dragged this. And as he went about his errands around Denver and so forth, he dragged this out of the door of his car, dragged it on the ground. So he died some time ago, a couple years ago, and I decided I'd take his place. So I ordered a very fine quality United Nations flag from a flag company. It's a very heavy-duty nylon, and I am taking it as I'm going to take John Opie's place in this. I take it from place to place as I go about my business, the department store, the restaurant, whatever, and I drag it along, and people say, what is that? What are you doing? And it gives me a great opportunity to speak with them about what the United Nations is doing. And what I do is say, please, would you just join me in stomping all over this flag? And I tell you what, people are doing it.
Good
when I explain
you,
to them what they're doing, what the United Nations is and what they're doing, what they have planned for us, they start stomping on it too. And would you believe one of the new, newly awakened younger people that I met recently was a delivery man for a Chinese restaurant, and would you believe he knows as much as can he? I said, when did you wake up? He said, I woke up a year ago. He tells me about the Trilateral Commission, about the Rockefellers, about the Federal Reserve. I was stunned.
Well,
so
Marie,
I'm telling you and your audience so that we can all be encouraged.
Well, I thank you so much for calling. I think that what you're doing is fine. And if I ever get back and get invited again to one of your picnics, I'll come and stamp on the flag myself.
That'll be wonderful. I'll look forward to seeing you.
Anything else you want to say, Marie,
before
we let you go?
Bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, that was Marie, and I think Marie's right. I think that people are beginning to wake up. But you've got to get informed out there and learn how to present the information and just ask why they're poisoning the American people. And then you tell them, because they believe in population control. And certainly the advocates, the Rockefellers, and certainly Bill Gates and Ted Turner and George Soros and all these billionaires, of course. And then get into the spiritual force behind them. Because, of course, if you go into the Luciferian groups and you look at their funding, some of their fronts are being funded, of all things, by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now, when you understand that and you begin to connect the dots and you see how many of the Rockefellers have been associated with the occult, people like Lawrence Rockefeller and Stephen Rockefeller, and even, of course, David Rockefeller has attended meetings there at the La Baca Grande there in Colorado where the witches and the warlocks and all the occult leaders from the world gather, at least according to an article we have in West Magazine. David has been seen at those meetings. Well, he said, I was just meeting friends. Well, let's say what he wants to. He's pushing world government. And, of course, that is the government of the Antichrist. And certainly one of his closest associates, Zygmunt Brzezinski, if you read the book, The Aquarian Conspiracy by Marilyn Ferguson, she'll tell you that Brzezinski's views, Zygmunt Brzezinski's views are very close to their closely held occult views. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. An interesting article appeared in my local paper yesterday. It talked about the concern for dementia, that there are 35 million people with dementia in the world today, but some people say the figure is much higher, and certainly by the year 2050, why they're going to be well over 100, 115 million people with dementia in the world. Right now, about one person in eight older people has dementia in the United States. Currently, it's estimated that 4.4 million Americans have dementia. And, of course, the older you get, the more chance of dementia. When you get to 85, why it's one in two elderly people has dementia, whereas, of course, over 65, it's about one in eight. But then they comment on China. In China, with a population far larger than ours, probably four times the size of ours, why they have 5.5 million cases of dementia. Now, the Alzheimer's Foundation here in the United States says we have over 5 million cases, so why would we have almost over 5 million cases of dementia in the United States, and China, with four times the population, would have 5.5 million cases? Well, they don't have the advantage of getting all those mercury-laden vaccines that we give to our elderly people to help ease them out, and I don't know about their dental whether they get have the dental fillings laden with mercury over there or not. They're not that cruel to their people as the people are here. They know the mercury in vaccines is vented. And if you want to see an example of the venting of the mercury in the filling, why, of course, there is a website. It's IAOTM, the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, that's IAOTM, International Association of Medicine and International Organization, International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, and that's IAOMT. And go to their website. It's I believe it's .org. It could be .com. IAOMT.org or .com. And you'll actually see they have a tooth there, and they warm it up, you know, just like you would if you were drinking coffee, and then you can see it venting. They use a special type of filter, and you can actually see the fumes coming off their mercury. They know that they're poisoning our people, and they know, of course, because that mercury is in the nasopharynx, that it can go right up the olfactory nerve directly into the brain. They've actually shown this in sheep and other animals after filling their teeth with mercury, and then, of course, tagging the mercury so that they can follow it to radioactive monitors, and of course, goes right into the brain. So this is how they're producing the dementia here, and, of course, demented people die much earlier. You must understand that they know exactly what they're doing. How do we know they know? Well, they held a meeting, and of course it was called the Simpson Wood Meeting. You can actually get the entire text of that. It's about 250 pages. It's available through my ministry. It's also available on the internet if you want to track it down and copy it. It takes an awful lot of paper. It's about, I think, 250 pages, but we do sell it because we think it's important to make available, and sometimes people would rather do that than try to pull things down and print it out and fight with their printers. But anyway, this is available, and it basically gives you the background of what happened. The meeting was held in 2000. They got together the experts from the CDC and the World Health Organization and a couple of other alphabet, whether NIH and FDA were there. But certainly the vaccine manufacturers are there. There's 75 people by invitation only. It was top secret medical meeting financed with your tax money. And there they acknowledged that they knew, and of course they kept a script of this. I mean, how could they be this stupid? They actually kept a transcript of everything that was said, and they all acknowledged, of course, that the mercury and the vaccines, the thimerosal, was poisoning the children. How are we going to keep the public from knowing? How could we conceal this from the American people? Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children. 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning disability. 1 in 9 children has asthma. 1 in 60 to 90 boys is autistic, and their lives are destroyed. We're under attack today. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. How do you feel about it? What are you going to do about it? Why would they do this? Because of an intense hatred of America. Because of an intense hatred of humanity. Because these are wicked and evil people. And you could do the most damage if you are a key position in the American Dental Association, the American Medical Association, working at the highest levels of our government, and certainly working at the CDC and the FDA and the NIH. And once you understand that, then all things begin to fit into a pattern. And if you haven't read my Population Control Agenda, it's a monograph, it's available on the internet. Certainly go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You really ought to go there. Of course, you can get help us, and you can buy some of our products, but there's so much good information there. The videos, the DVDs, the radio programs, the newsletters. You need to have the information, and if you can't afford to subscribe to help us, why, get the information and pull it down and copy it and reach others. Our telephone number, 1-800, right now if you want to call us, 1-877-254-7524, right here at the American Freedom Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. East Ridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by East Ridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. East Ridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and so what's wrong with vaccinations? Well, vaccinations are wrong because they stimulate the wrong part of the immune system. Do vaccines work? Absolutely, they work. I mean, it's amazing. We've actually pretty well done away with polio in this country. I mean, the only cases of polio come from the vaccine. When they have a live virus, it goes wild. Now they've done away with the Sabin vaccine, gone back to the Salk vaccine because it's a kill vaccine, but they were better off with the Sabin vaccine. At least the Sabin vaccine stimulated the right part of the immune system and did it properly. In fact, the vaccine would have been the greatest medical accomplishment of all time if they'd simply grown it properly. Instead, of course, they grew it in a culture of the kidney of first a rhesus monkey that contained all sorts of monkey viruses. They identified 40 of them or more, but the 40th virus they identified with simian virus 40, which, of course, is a cancer-producing virus. They've contaminated our entire population with cancer viruses, passing from mother to their children to their children, and we just pass this virus down across the placental barrier, and probably, I think the last count was about 30 million of our people still carry this virus, and it's producing cancers. That's the product of producing the Sabin vaccine, the oral polio vaccine, which is a wonderful vaccine, except that it's killing our people. And if you consider the cost-benefit ratio, there is no excuse for putting a vaccine out that had not been thoroughly tested. And when they found that the cancer virus in it, what did they do? They gave it anyway. At least two of the vaccine manufacturers had the integrity to pull their vaccines. The other two that manufactured it said, oh, no, we want to use what we have. And instead of the government officials who wanted to, of course, curry favor with the vaccine manufacturers, instead of government officials saying, we're going to pull this off the market, they said, well, go up ahead and use your supplies, and we'll send it to other countries throughout the world. And we contaminated them, and they distributed literally millions of doses of a vaccine they knew contained a cancer-producing virus. And they've killed millions of people, and they're lying to us about it. Because we wouldn't trust them if we knew what had happened, and we shouldn't trust them. And you should not trust your family to people who've done things like that. Well, then, of course, they said, well, because this cancer-producing virus is in the rhesus monkey. So we're going to use the green monkey. And so they began to shift over to the green monkey, and they used the kidneys of green monkeys to create the medium by which they grew the virus. And then we got all the green monkey viruses. Well, these are now stealth viruses. And, you know, 20 or 30 years ago, there was a man named John Martin, and we interviewed him a number of times from when we first got started doing our programs, and that was, 1995, 1997, Dr. John Martin. And he was in charge of the medical laboratories at USC, at the Los Angeles County Hospital, had a good job in virology. I said he was a mainline virologist, a pathologist, but he began talking about these stealth viruses, and they had to silence him, and they did. And I don't know what John's doing. I haven't heard from him in a long time. I should get him back on our programs, but now scientists are beginning to understand we have all these other viruses that have been introduced to our bodies. God gave us an amazing immune system. Our intestinal tract is lined with all sorts of dendritic cells that, when they come in contact with viruses or bacteria, suddenly will kill them, and we have an immune response, and we kill the viruses before they ever get into our bodies. Or our nasopharynx has a similar immune system. God is amazing. Because we're surrounded by viruses and bacteria and mycoplasma and all sorts of things. And but we don't get sick. We live in a world of germs, and if we don't get sick because we have a normal immune system, animals carry all sorts of viruses. But we don't get the diseases, you know, that are in our dogs and in our cats and in other animals, because our bodies are designed to fight them off. But what happens when you inject the body? Because they come from a vaccine, because the vaccine is grown in chicken eggs, as is this current H1N1 virus, and it's grown in the yolks of chickens, and so we get the chicken viruses. The polio vaccine, grown in the kidneys of green monkeys, and so we get the monkey viruses. Other things are grown in calf serum, and so we get the cow viruses. And what we've done is contaminate the entire population in the name of vaccination and helping people. Do vaccines work? Yes, vaccines do work. But God gave us the immune system to fight off diseases. In fact, if you stimulate the normal immune system, you have normal immunity. It used to be that mothers had normal immunity. And, of course, when they breastfed their children, why they gave their children antibodies that would protect them. And so the child's immune system had been challenged and been developed, and the child could defend themselves against disease. That is no longer the case. First of all, the children don't get antibodies to their mother's milk because the mothers don't have normal antibodies because we've destroyed the mother's natural immunity. And then, of course, the child doesn't develop normally because they're not allowed to use the immune system in their intestinal tracts and their nasal pharynx. No, we give them shots. We give them vaccines. And we put this directly into the immune system, and we turn on the various branches of the immune system within the body, which was never made for attacking viruses in the body. They were supposed to be stopped before they got in the body, and now we've triggered off all sorts of altered immune systems. We're creating certainly altered allergic reactions, and that's why we've seen such a rise in allergies in our children and an autoimmune disease in our children. And one of the most devastating of all autoimmune diseases is diabetes type 1. This is an autoimmune disease where, of course, they destroy the islets of Langerhans and the pancreas. The body destroys the insulin-producing product, and these children then can't produce insulin, become diabetics, and, of course, it destroys their lives. This is a terrible disease. It's an autoimmune disease, and you see it in children who get their vaccines. We've never been allowed to, nobody's ever done the studies on the Amish children. I don't think they get the type 1 diabetes. Well, we know the studies have shown the Amish children who don't take the vaccines don't get the asthma, don't get the autism, don't get the learning disabilities that children who get the vaccines do. And nobody is bringing out this information. Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, because that's what Talk Radio is all about. We've got to have somebody to talk to.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You may not be the biggest farmer or rancher in the country, but that doesn't mean you have to skimp on equipment. For more than 60 years, Tarter Farm and Ranch Equipment's been used, trusted, and built by pros. From gates, panels, and stock tanks to three-point equipment and feeders, Tarter works as hard as you do. Which is just one of the reasons we are the official provider of equine and livestock management equipment for the World Equestrian Games. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit TarterGates.com. Tarter. Working harder since 1945.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, we'd love to hear from you, 877-254-7524. But, of course, we need to get the truth out about the danger of vaccines. First of all, of course, we have gotten all sorts of other viruses and from the vaccination program, and they've contaminated the entire gene pool of our nation. These viruses get into our cells. They're passed from generation to generation, and of course, with devastating effects. And this is one reason why America's people are not as healthy as they should be. And then, of course, the devastating effects of the aluminum in most vaccines. They use this as an adjuvant, and the vaccines are constructed so they will artificially stimulate the immune system, and that was why they put alum in. Now, they didn't put alum into the swine flu vaccine, but they did put thimerosal, which also they use as an adjuvant, but also because, of course, it begins to poison the mind and poison the fertility. Thimerosal is a very effective means of creating infertility, and they know that. And not only that, but the infertility it creates goes from generation to generation. And you will find, if you go up on the Internet, that the sperm count on men has fallen by 50%. Why? Because they're poisoning our fertility. It's about population control, and this is not just in America. It's all throughout the world, and how they're doing it, I don't know, but they know. They just don't want us to know. We do know that if you compare the male sperm count in communities that are fluoridated with fluoridated water and compare them with regions that do not have fluoridated water, why, of course, you get a significant decline in the sperm count. Of course, you also get more children with Down's syndrome, and you get little girls who enter the menarche much earlier because you're poisoning the reproductive system and stimulating certain things. And so they know that this is why girls 8 or 9 years old are beginning to have menstrual periods, because of the poison from the fluoride that they're putting into the water. And then, of course, in most areas where they fluoridate the water, they use hydroflow silicic acid, not sodium fluoride. And there, of course, when you use hydroflow silicic acid, why you increase the lead level in the blood. Now, why is that? Well, there is level in hydroflow silicic acid. Apparently, it's minuscule, though. And I think it maybe have to do with pulling the lead out of the solder in the pipes. They don't know exactly why, but they've done extensive studies, and there's a doctor back at Dartmouth we've actually interviewed on this, and he points out that the studies of 450,000 children, the largest studies ever done in America, revealed, of course, that in the areas where you fluoridated the water and compared it with areas they didn't fluoridate the water, if you fluoridated the water, the lead level in the blood of children, because, they love to talk about children and they're concerned for children, but the lead level in the blood of children, of course, goes to their brains and creates all sorts of psychological problems, was doubled in white children. In the fluoridated area that we're using hydrolow silicic acid, was up 4 times in Hispanic children and 6 times in blacks. 6-fold increase in the lead level in blacks. And the lead level produces rage. It produces criminal activity. And of course, the doctor who was actually studying this was interested in criminal activity. And of course, suddenly it lowered the intelligence. And this is one reason, I'm firmly convinced, why the 1 in 3 young black men between the ages of 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. And there's an intense hatred of blacks. And we're going to be doing, I think maybe this week, we're going to be doing a radio interview with a fellow who's a white man has produced a film about black genocide in America. He's primarily dealing with abortion fact that they put their abortion clinics in areas with a large black population. This center did population control. One of its major purposes was black genocide. It's being carried out in this country. They really should be talking about the AIDS as well. Certainly the use of the outlawing of DDT in Africa because it was saving so many black lives from malaria. DDT prevented malaria and the people weren't dying at the rate. But the DVD, it's called MAFA, and we do have a few copies of that we will be selling, but they'll be selling it to the man we're going to be interviewing. And going into the background of the black genocide taking place in America. But we're also poisoning them with water fluoridation, much more so than the whites. Because, you see, there are people who have an intense hatred of blacks, and they're involved in eugenics. And they want to clean up the gene pool, and they want to kill off the blacks. This is one of the most powerful DVDs I've ever seen. And we'll be talking about that with the man who put it out very, very shortly. And you must understand, we're not talking about a theoretical danger. We're talking about a very real danger. And what are you going to do to help us get out the truth? Well, you can support Radio Liberty and listen to our other programs. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day, trying to reach people across America, and we hope that you become a regular listener at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and get other people to listen and understand what's going on. And help us reach the people. There is a eugenic program taking place today, financed with your tax money, because the United States government gives, $300 or $400 million every year to Planned Parenthood to kill blacks in America, and to international Planned Parenthood to force the one-child policy in communist China and fund abortion throughout the world. And George Bush would take money away from one international group who was funding abortion and quietly give it to another. And all the Christian leaders would applaud, oh, we've got a great Christian, pro-life, born-again Christian in the White House. He wasn't born again. If he was born again, it was to a different religion. Well, we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up today's program here in America.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marino, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and, well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that My ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do have an all-day seminar coming up on the 25th of October. It looks like we're going to get a tremendous turnout. Certainly, we bring in speakers from across the country. So if you're going to come, and you want to get a special rate on the rooms at the hotel that we have set aside, again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And we'll send you a packet and give you the telephone numbers of local motels in the area. And you're going to have a reservation. We're serving lunch. Should be a great time. And then if you want to get information on population control, we have a talk we gave for the Prophecy Club, the planned population reduction. We have another talk called None Dare Call It Genocide. That's None Dare Call It Genocide. And then just a talk on population control. We have, of course, my monograph. It's up on the website, but it's all printed out in a nice little pamphlet form. If you get anything else from it, you can just request a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. And it's one of the best things that's available today. It should be updated. I just don't have time to do it. There's so many things going on. But you really want to get that material. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will certainly help us to get the information out. I mean, why do we still have cancer? We have a four-tape set on that. We have a four-tape set on the genocide. We have a four-tape set on Laetrile. There's certainly far better treatments for cancer. There's nothing wrong with Laetrile, but of course it's against the law even as a physician to recommend it, so I can't recommend it. I can simply tell you that the studies that were done at the Sloan Kettering Clinic many years ago to prove that Laetrile didn't work were doctored. Why? Because they wanted to suppress it. We got a great four-tape set on Brzezinski, Dr. Brzezinski, who actually has an excellent treatment for cancer. And, of course, they tried to put him in prison. And so the four-tape sets are here. We want you to get them. How did they destroy the lives of so many of our boys over there who fought in the first Gulf War? A four-tape set on Vaccine A, my interviews with the author of the book by that title, Vaccine A. You need to understand what's going on and then help us to get it out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs for free and see our other DVD section for free, where you can actually read our newsletters and listen to our programs without charge. We want you to get the information out. Oh, I thought I'd mention, if you have a loaded gun in your home, it should be in a lockbox. We're carrying something called V-Line. These are lock boxes that you can just open by pressing the right numbers in on the front. They're very convenient. We got a couple of them myself. You know, says we do keep a loaded gun or want access to a loaded gun, and this certainly you don't want to keep a loaded gun around where a child could get into it. But these are wonderful boxes, well constructed, and we certainly recommend them or we become a dealer for them. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. We have a banner there. You can get them. They're called lock boxes or V-Line. Or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.